Today's daf is Baba Metzia daf Hey, Baba Metzia daf Hey, and we are on Baba Metzia Dalet Amid Beis, about 12 lines up on the bottom, Masiv Marzutra. If you remember, daf Gimel, we spoke about Reb Chiya Kamaisa, which related to Mud B'Miksas, and daf Dalet, yesterday we brought in Reb Chiya Bas Raisa, the second Reb Chiya, and that was the Reb Chiya of Heluch, where I say, I'm Mud B'Miksas, but at the same time that I'm Modu Mixas, I say Halachu, and here it is. So does that make a difference? Reb Chiya says, no, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if you say Halach, here it is, and give it back what you admit to. It's still Modu Mixas, and you're still Chayav Shvua. Reb Sheshia says, no. He says, no, once you give it back, that part of the case is basically closed, and therefore, you aren't Modu anything. You were Modu, and you gave back that half of the case. That half is finished. What you have left, you were Kofar Bakol, you denied everything, and therefore, you would be putter from a shvua. That's Rav Sheshia's shita. So the Gemara now was going back and forth trying to prove one or two of the shitas. So Masav Marzutra Breid Rav Nachman Tanu Kalim V'Karkos. Somebody claims Kalim and Karka. I go to you and say you owe me a scissors and you owe me a piece of land. Hoda B'Kalim V'Kover B'Karkos. If I'm moda on the kli but I'm kofer in the Karka. Hoda B'Karkos V'Kover B'Kalim. Or the opposite, putter. In those cases, I am pater. Why? Because, as we will see, in order to be chayav shvua, you need a hoda and kfira within kalim. Karka is excluded from shvuos, right? We just said before, in ishban akfir shibir karkos. So in both of these cases, you were either kofer karka or modib karka, and that exclusively does not work. Hoda mixas karkos pater. Also, if you are moda in the mixas in a little bit of karka, it's also pater because you don't swear on that. The only case that you're going to be chayiv shvua is mixas kalim chayiv. Because if you admit to some of the kalim, you're chayiv, because then you're admitting to some kalim, and you are denying some kalim. So there's a kfir and a hoda about kalim, about movable property, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara now to be medayik from this brisa. Taima, de kalim the karkos, de karkala bashvuhi. The only reason that you would be pater is in a case where there's kalim and karka being discussed. And why? Because karka, you don't take a shvua on karka. But ha kalim the kalim dumya de kalim the karkos chayiv. The only case the Brisa talks about is kalim and actual karka. But let's say you have kalim and kalim that are dumya de kalim, dumya de kalim the karkos. I'm sorry. So then you'd be chayiv. Only actual karka do we say that you're going to be pater from a shvua. But let's say you have some type of kalim that are similar to karka in some way, so then you'd be chayiv. That's the diyak. Hey, chidami, what type of kalim are similar to karka? Lav da'amar le'heloch. Isn't it a case where he says heloch? Meaning if I say, I owe you this clean, I give it back to you right now. So that's like karka, which is always there. And it's always give backable, and there's shibudim on the karka. So isn't a case of kalim that you say haloch to similar to a case of karka, but it's not exactly karka, and therefore our diyak is that only actual karka you'd be pater for. But if you use kalim as karka and you give it back right away, you'd be chayiv, and that's a raya of shvamina halachayiv, a raya to Rabbi Chiya and akasha on Rav Sheshes. Answers the Gemara, lo. This is no. What are you making such a diyak for? Kalim dumya to karka. We all mean lachal kalim v'kalim nami pater. No, all kalim v'kalim are pater, even if you have kalim dumya to karka. All kalim would be chayiv, and all if you would have a hoda and a kfir on them normally, nothing to do with the haloch. Forget haloch. It's a regular case. The diak is kalim and karka would be pater, while other cases would be chayiv, but not a case of haloch. V'hadik tani kalim and karkos. Why does it specifically say the case of kalim and karka to teach us the din? Hakamash malan hoda b'miktas kalim chayiv afala karkos. The chiddush is, as we learned yesterday, that if you're modib and mixas kalim, I admit to some of the kalim, I deny others, once I'm chayiv shvua on the keli, on the kli, I'm also chayiv shvua on the karka. On the karka. So that's the one, my kamash malan. What's the chiddush? Zokakin. Is the halacha zokakin, which is the same, which means gilgul? Is the halacha of, if you're chayiv shvua A, we'll throw on you shvua B? Tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah Kiddushin. Zokakin hanachasim, she'en lahem achrayis, es hanachasim, she'esh lahem achrayis, li shava alehem. Right, so I already learned this in the Mishnah Kedusha. Why do I have to have this again on the side from Masecha Shavuos? Right, what do I have to have it there for? Two Mishnayos. So the Gemara says, no, Hacha Iker. Here in the context of Masecha Shavuos, right, quoted here, that's the locus classicus. That's the main place where it's supposed to be. He says, don't ask me the kasha, why do you need it there? That's where it's put. That's Hilchah Shavuos. Hasa, by Kiddushin, Agav Gora Nasva. By Kiddushin is just thrown in there, Derech Agav. Why? Because the Mishnah there, if you remember, on Daf Chavav, discusses various ways to be Kone Karka, and could be Kone Metaltalin. And once we're speaking about differences between Karka and Metaltalin, and we bring up the possibility of a Kinyan Agav, once I'm Kone one, I throw in the other. So Gilgal is kind of similar to that. Once I have one, I throw in the other. But that's why he's brought in Kiddushin. But really, the Iker Makar is the one in the Sefer Shavuos. Okay, so now we get on to today's daf. Says the Gemara, "Lamanda Amar Halach Pater." According to the Manda Amar, that Halach is Pater. Amai Itzra Kralim Ude Karka Mishvua. Hakal Karka Halachu. Ask the Gemara. If you say Halach is Pater, like Rav Shesha says, then what do you need a whole pasuk? Right, Rashi quotes. Psukim based on Limudim, Klalu, Prada, Klalu, Masecha, Shavuos, and also later on here in the Bavitzia, you have Psukim to tell me why Karka is excluded from a Shavua. What do you need a Pasuk to tell me that Karka is excluded from a Shavua? Why don't we just say that all Karka is Halach? All Karka is Halach, here it is, and Misvara, right? When Rav Sheshes quoted his Din that Pater, he didn't give a Pasuk, he just quoted a Svara. He said Halach is Misvara, it's as if you gave it back, that part of the case is closed. So what do you need a pasuk for to tell me that karka is going to be pater from a shvua? Just say that karka is example of halach, and therefore you're pater for that reason. You don't need special psukim for karka. So amalacha. So answer is no. It's rechkra. You need a pasuk in the following two cases: hecha dechaver ba'boros shichrim aros. What happens in a case where the person changed the karka? He dug caves, he dug water cisterns, he dug things in the karka. And therefore you can't say, hey, look, here it is, because it's not the exact same thing that you got. Says that's the case of that you need, because that's not going to be a case of halach. So you need a pasuk in that case to teach me that even there you're going to be pater from a shvuah by karka. Because you wouldn't have known that, because that's not a case of that you could have just said halach. That's one case. Or the other case, inami, hecha detanu kelim v'karkos v'hodu b'kelim v'kaper v'karkos. Right, in the case where a person is towing kelim v'karka, and you were hode on the kelim, you said here are the kelim, and you were kofar the karka. So that's also not a case of halach, because of the karka, you were hode on the kelim, but you were kofar on the karka. So therefore, if you would have just had the reason that your pater is the reason of halach, then there's no halach there. Because let's say a regular case, you didn't do halach on the kelim, and the karka you denied. So if there was no special limud that karka is excluded from a shvua, you would think you'd take a shvua there.
The only case of
shvua
by karka is
when
it
makes sense. The only case of shvua by karka, well, you don't have bikadon by karka. Right. So also there, karka is pater from shvua. You don't
right.
take a.
So let's say the makar is for a cases that excluding halach.
Cases, right, the Gemara gave two examples, right, of cases that halach doesn't come up. Two cases where halach doesn't come up, so could have given other examples. Interesting the way the Rambam formulates this ukimta of Borosh Yichonim Aros. What does he say? What's the case that's not halach by Borosh Yichonim Aros? So the Rambam says in Toin Minitan, Hey Beis, Hachofer basada chaveiro Borosh Yichonim Aros, vehifsida. I dig things in your field, and I damage it. V'harei hu chayv l'shalim, and I have to pay it because I damaged your field. Bein shetanu shechafar v'omer lo chafarti. Whether somebody says you dug stuff in my field, and I say no, I didn't. I denied it. O shetanu shechafar shtema aros v'omer lo chafarti alachas. Or he says you dug two holes, and I say I only dug one hole. Amodu b'miksas. Whether I'm covered by coal, whether I'm amodu b'miksas. O shahayasham eid echad shechafar. Or there was an eid echad that said I dug, and I say I didn't dug anything. In all those cases, hariz and nishba heses ala kol. In all those cases, you're pater, because it has to do with karka, and therefore you are only going to take a shvua. Heses, which we're going to discuss later in the day, the shvua taken when you are kofar bakol, a shvua, a takana d'rabanan. That is what the Rambam says. Says the Magen Mishnah, Umefarish Rabbeinu v'tainasam ala chafira shezet toin shechafar ba v'hiziku yosef imash shezet modeh. Right, what is the Rambam's chiddush? He adds in the case where I say you dug two holes and I admit to digging one hole. So is that about karka? Or is that about money? So the Ravid here argues with the Rambam. He says, that's a case about money. He says, you're going to be chayav shvu in that case. It has to do with karka, that's true. But isn't that case where it's about money? Because you owe me this, you owe me that. So says the Raya, says the Magen Mishnah, that's also okay. That's also enough to be considered a case of karka. While the Ravid does not agree to that. Okay, let's keep that Rambam in mind. That's the case of the Ukipta that he gives. Period. Let's continue. So Tashma, so says the Gemara now, remember, we're still within Rebbe Chiya's Din of Halach, the Tani Rami Bar Chama, Arba Shomrim, Tzrich and Kfir B'Mixas, V'Hodah B'Mixas, the four Shomrim need Kfir B'Mixas and Hodah B'Mixas. Oh, Rami Bar Chama comes and tells me now a big Chiddush. What's his Chiddush? We know that there are three Shvuah D'Araisas. We mentioned it yesterday, let's mention it today. Reading the Rambam. The Rambam says at the beginning of Chastoin V'Nitan that Ein lecha mechuyav shvua min haTorah chutz mishlosha. There are three shvuas min haTorah. Only three. One of the three shvuas min haTorah. We mentioned it again already. Misha hoda b'miksas ha-metaltalin. Somebody is moda b'miksas about metaltalin. Umisha chivo eid echad. When eid echad is mechuyav, and eid echad tells me that I owe money. V'hashomer. Shahari nemar shabashomer shvuas Hashem tiyeh bein shnehem. Right, for kolachim yishlashdan nishva v'niftar bilashalim. All three shvuah daraisas at the Rambam, I swear, and that exempts me from something. Aval kol hanishvan v'notzlin, all other shvuahs that are nishva v'notel, swearing and taking, kagon sachir, like a worker that says, you never paid me, I swear you never paid me, v'nechbal, somebody who was wounded, v'nigzal, somebody who was stolen from, all these cases, v'chein kol hanishvan v'tayna safik, all people who say, I don't know whether you owe me money or not, like a shutaf. I don't know if you acted properly or not with a partnership. All those are nishpa v'notel b'takanes chachamim. That's the halacha. Then the Rambam speaks about later on a new type of shvuah called shvuas heses, which we will get to. Those are three shvuah d'araisas. But what does Rami Bar Chama say here in our Gemara? There's an overlap. There's an overlap between two of the shvuas. And that is arba shomrim, the four shomrim, Shomachinim, Shomer Sachar, Shoel, and Socher. The four Shomrim, we know that they're Chayiv Shvua, right? If the Shomachinim is Chayiv Shvua, if it was stolen, the Shomer Sachar, if an Ones happens, they're all Chayiv Shvuas. They're only Chayiv Shvua if they were also Mod B'Mixas. Right? There's an overlap. That's Rabbi Abraham's Chiddush. Arba Shomrim, Tzrich, and Kfir B'Mixas, V'Hodah B'Mixas. They also need a partial denial and partial Hodah. Shomachinim, Shoel, Nosei Sachar, V'Socher. So that's the case. So Heichi Dami, ask the Gemara, what's the case of a shomer that's modi b'miksas? Lav Dami leHelach, isn't that a case of Helach? Because what happens by a shomer? How does a shomer modi b'miksas? I'm guarding your property, and then I'm modi b'miksas. I say I'm modi b'miksas, but when I'm modi by a pikadon, isn't a pikadon belonging to the owner, as we said yesterday, wherever it is? Kalecha de Isa b'rshusu demari Isa. So that's basically a case of Helach. I'm saying, here's half of your object that I'm watching, and half of it that I'm denying. So every case of Shvuas HaShomrim, L'chor, is a case of Helach, and it says, you're Chayiv HaShvua. So again, isn't that a riot that Helach is Chayiv? So Gemara says, lo, no, Rav Racham is not talking about a case of Helach. This is the case. This is the case of Rabbi Bar Chama. D'amar lei, Gimel Paras Basarti L'cha. The owner says, I gave you three cows to watch. Three cows. V'meisu kulu b'pshia, and they all died because of your negligence. You left them out in the sun, and you didn't feed them, and you didn't take care of them. So you owe me three cows. V'amar le'ihu, and the shomer says, no, let's talk. Chada lo haydra me'olam. One of them, I have no idea what you're talking about. You only gave me two cows to watch. What's called lahadam. Lo haydra me'olam. One of them is a total denial. V'chada mesa ba'ones. And another one died ba'ones, on putter. But he died by onus. He had a heart attack, right? V'chada meis v'pshia. One of them I owe you. That's the case that Rabbi Bar Chama talks about. Why? Because in that case, the be'ina l'shlumi l'cha. In that case, I have to pay because that's a case of hodah b'miksas and kvir b'miksas d'lav helachu. And that's not a case of helach. And therefore, there's no raya from this whole din of Rabbi Bar Chama to our sugya. Why do you have to have three cows? What if you have the two types of denials? One denial, totally, lo haydra me'olam, it never happened. And one is that, I'm putter. What do you need? That's what Rashi explains. Rashi says, tzichin kfir b'miksas, v'hoda b'miksas. Kfir alo havi, what does a denial mean? A denial doesn't mean that you gave it to me, but I have an excuse. A denial means a real denial. Ela b'kofer mamish, o lo haydra me'olam, o echzarti l'cha. Right? Denial means either I never got it, or I got it, I give it back to you already. That's a total denial. That's why you need that cow. Cow number one. Hodah lo havye. an admitting is not there. Ela imkein hoda mamish sheyesh lo biyado shechayev lahachzir lo. Hoda only is something where, you know, I have something that I owe you. Nimsa she'en chiyev shua shomer ba elam getan shalosh paros, and therefore you need three. Why? Ba'achas kafar lo, uba'achas hoda lo sheyesh no biyado, uveshlishes amar lo nansa. And the third one you need, what are you going to take a shvua on? The shvua is that something happened to one of the cows. You're not going to take a shvua of a lohayz rabbi olam. You need to take a shvua as a shomer if something happened to the cow. Right? Nansa or nignava. Oh, shomer chinam hu omer b'shlishes nignava. The chayva leb shvua omer b'parsha. Because the shvua daraisa of shvua as a shomer is something happened to the item. Right? And then he continues skipping a line. The shvua dekvira. Dad, you're looking questioningly. Why don't you say you did take a shvua of lohayz rabbi olam? Right? Your question. Right? Ainzu shvua. I'm not a navi. I just saw when your eyebrows went up. Ainzu shvua omer b'shomerim. This is not a shvua as a shomerim. If I swear that you never gave me a cow. That's not a shvua as a shomrim. Ublav fir nami lo tachay b'shvua as a shomrim. Right? That's not a shvua as a shomrim. Shvua. So therefore, that's why you need all three. One that you say it never happened. Another one that you say one of them was ba'ones, and that's what I'm going to take the shvua on. And a third one where I say I admit. That's the case. A mozav makes us, a kriv makes us. By the way, Rashi is at the end. This is against this whole sheet of Rabbi Rachama of mozav and mixas needed in the parsha shvua as a shomrim. By the way, why would he say such a thing? Why would he say such a chiddush? Three shvuah d'araisas. Why would he say there's an overlap? You know why? Because of the Torah Shebichsav. If you look at the Torah Shebichsav, Moshe Mixas is written by Shomrim. So you read the Torah. The Torah is Moshe Mixas examples by a Shomer. Asher Yomar Kiyuzeh. So what's the other shita? So Rashi quotes in the second half of that Rashi, La'afuke mimandamar b'bava kama, ba'gozal kama, to go against what we had in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin, the shita that says, Erev Parshios Kasav Kan. The shita that says, there are mixed in parshas here. Meaning, even though Modu Mixas is mixed in, it shouldn't be that way. There's a Shua Modu Mixas, but really Shua Sashorim does not need Modu Mixas. Okay, that's the other Shita of, which we hold, of Modu Mixas being a separate Shua. Okay, either way, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara tried to bring a Raya to our case of Halach, and there was no Raya. Period. So Tashma, let's go back to the Gemara again. Let's try again. Now we are leaving the world of Reb Chiya Bas Raisa. We are leaving Halach, and we are going back to the first Reb Chiya. Remember the first Reb Chiya? How did we end off with the first Reb Chiya? We did not reject him Misvara. We found a source for him Misvara. Right? We had a team of Eid Echad and Piv. What we rejected was the fact that our Mishnah was a Raya. So he still exists. He still has a sheet. They're just our Mishnah is no Raya. So now we're going back to that first Reb Chiya. Tashma, the Tani Avua de Rebbe Apotriki, with Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa. The father of Rebbe Apotriki brought a riot to the first Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa, remember what was the first Rebbe Chiya? That you owe me $100 and I deny everything, and then I have Aidim that say you owe me 50. That's Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa. Rebbe Chiya says in that case you're Chayef. So we have a Brisa that says Beferish against him. I have nothing, and the Edom admit that he has 50. I might think that you take a shvu on the other 50. Right? Specifically, we have a drasha that only on your admitting do you take a shvu on the other half. But you don't make a shvua on, if Edom come and say you owe 50, you don't make a shvu on the other 50. Question mark. It's beferish. A beferish brisa against Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. So he's stuck. Right? So what do we do? So answers the Gemara. Masvisa karamas alei Rabbi Chiya. What's your problem? Are you asking a brisa on Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya Tana hu palug. Rabbi Chiya is on a borderline Tana and Amora. And if you're a borderline Tana and Amora, you have the authority. You could argue on a, you don't need a source in the Tanaim without having one of your own. You have the status of a Tana, and Reb Chiya Tana hu upalik. As the Gemara says sometimes about Rav, that's what he says about the most. Reb Yochanan also lived a long time period, and Reb Chiya Tana hu upalik. We mentioned in the past a number of times the discussion of many Mefarshim. Are Tanaim, do they have a special status, and Amoraim are not allowed to argue on them? That is what Rav HaPoskim assume. The Chazon Ish says this beferish, and the Chazon Ish denies that anyone else argues. Even though there seems to be one source that argues, Rav Chazon Ish rereads it and says, no, an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. What all of every other page in Shas basically says, how could this Amora say this? The Mishnah is against him, the Brisa is against him. He can't say it. But there's a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, which the Chazon Ish denies said it, but the Kesef Mishnah writes in Hilchos Mamrim, in Perek Beis, reading based on a Rambam that no, Amoraim are allowed to argue on Tanoim. They wouldn't. That was the Mesorah, that they wouldn't because they were in a special class, but they could theoretically. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, and that's what Reb Chaim held. Reb Chanan quotes, he asks this question to Reb Chaim, this is what Reb Chaim held. They would, but they could, but they wouldn't. No, so the Kesef Mishnah says, no, but why wouldn't they? Because they knew the Emes wasn't with them. So that's basically the same idea, that they knew they couldn't get to the Emes. But that's the major sugya of Reb Chiya Tana, who Palig, and other, was there a special stage of the Mesorah by the Tanan, right? We had the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin before, where the Gemara says that the world's going to be 6,000 years, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yavos HaMashiach. So 2,000 years at the borderline of the year 2000. What happened at the year 2000? What happened then? So some of Hashem explained, that's when Avram Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Avram Avinu was born in 1948 of the Hebrew calendar. 1948, that when he was 52, according to some Rishonim, that's when he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the year 2000, right, in our calendar. Anything happened in the year 4000? What happened in the year 4000? So Rashi in Sanhedrin says, it doesn't mean that there's no Torah after 4000. It just means there's also Yemos HaMashiach. The Mashiach could come theoretically, but there's nothing specific that happened at the year 4000. But the Marsha on that Gemara and Hedron Sadek Zion and the Torah Tzvim as well quotes this idea that no, if you work out the math around the year 4000, was the Stimas HaMishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together the Mishnah a couple of 150 years after the Churban Abayis. So that happened about the year 4000. That was the stage of the Mesorah. And after that was a specific time period that after that, why isn't it called Torah anymore? Because certain principles were created during that time period that now everything after the whole Gemara, there's no chidushim in the Gemara. It's all applications of what it says in the Mishnah. But again, that whole philosophy of the Marsha, the Torah Tamima, goes with the idea that the Tanoim were a stage, and therefore it's something to talk about whenever we have this idea of a Tana or an Amora. So here the Gemara says Rabbi Chiya is allowed to argue, Rav Tana hu Paul. Tosfos though says here, Dear Maslur Rabbi Chiya, if you say this though, then you have to figure out what the girsa was on the last blot. Because our girsa in Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, our girsa was Tani Rabbi Chiya. Tani Rabbi Chiya. So what does Tani Rabbi Chiya mean? Usually that means an Amora quoting a Braisa. That's what we have on Gimel Man Aleph. Right? See, there's an asterisk on Gimel Man Aleph. Ayin L'Kaman Hey Man Aleph. Right, in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, if Rav Chiya is a Tani himself, he doesn't have to say Tani Rav Chiya. That sounds like he's quoting a Braisa. He himself could be a Braisa. So says Tosfos, according to this, you could just say, Amar Rav Chiya is the proper Gersa. Right, you don't have Tani Rav Yehuda. No, you just say Amar Rav Yehuda is a Braisa. Right, so Tosfos says, Ikar Asla El, if you have Amar Rav Chiya before Asi Shapar, it fits in well. If you have Tani Rav Chiya, so then you have to interpret it as, you're right here, he's quoting a Braisa. But really, he could say his own Braisa if he wants also. Because of Chiyatanahu Upala. Either way, that relates to what the Girsa was earlier on Daf Hey. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, just finishing this up. V'hakra Kamar. How could Chiya argue? Didn't this Brisa that argue with him quote a pasuk of Asher Yomar Ki Uzeh? The question: No. Hahula Modem Mixas Atayin. He could use that pasuk for something else for the regular dinner Modem Mixas. Aviavua Derebi Apotriki Amalacha. This other. Sheetah holds, no, Amal Chaksiv Huv, Ksiv Zeh, it says two words. Chal Modem Mixas Atayna, want to teach you this basic din of Modem Mixas, the Chal Ados Adem to Potter, and want to teach you the din that of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, against Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, that if Adem say that you owe 50, you're going to be Potter, a Shvu on the other half. The Idach, and what does Rabbi Chiya do with that? How does he know that din? Chal Modem Mixas Atayna, the Chal Modem Mimin Atayna. No, he uses the extra pasuk not to teach me a patur, in his case, because he owes chayiv, but to teach me modem mimin atayna, meaning if I ask you and you're, that you are patur in that case, meaning if I say you owe me wheat and barley, if you owe me wheat, and you answer, I don't owe you wheat, but I do owe you barley, right? That's called a hodah. That's nothing to do with the taina. That's a machlokes, whether you're chayiv or patur. So Rabbi Chiya holds that you're patur in that case. So that's what the pasuk's teaching me. What's the svar for that? What's the svar why you're putter, why you would be putter in a case of hoda'a not mimin hataina? Because if I didn't claim it, I'm probably mochel if I didn't claim it. So that's why you'd be putter in a case of hoda'a shalom mimin hataina. The yidach modim mimin hataina leslai. And the other sheet would say, no, I don't hold of that. I hold that you're chayiv in that case. Why? There's a machlokas in the Mishnah in Misefa Shavuos. Right, one person says, if I claim wheat, and you admit to barley pater, Rabbi Gamliel mechayev, and Gamliel is mechayev. Just by the way, a little detail, when the Tanakhama says you're pater, like I just said, Tosfos says, Vehode b'saorin pater, af min ha-saorim. You're also pater from the saorin. Even if I admitted to the barley, if you didn't claim the barley, so it must be you're being mochel. Must be you're being mochel on the barley. Period. Okay, new discussion. Says the Gemara, Ahu right, avi masalei kol yom achiyusa b'sadi. There was a shepherd that every day he was given sheep to watch with witnesses. Which witnesses? Yom achan masalei b'lo sadi. And one day, he got it without witnesses. All right, why do we have this whole arichus? We're going to get to that in a minute. First, let's see what happened. And that day, the owners come back and say, we have our sheep back. And he said, well, you didn't give me any today. You didn't give me any today. Every day they gave in front of witnesses. And the one day that they didn't, he says, Lahadam, I don't know what you're talking about. Asu sadi, two of them come and say that he had two of them for lunch. Right? They had two of them for lunch. So, what's the halacha? So he denies everything, but they don't have any witnesses from today, but they have two that he ate two of them. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira says, Im isel d'Rabchia Kamaisa, if you hold like Rabchia Kamaisa, was Rabchia Kamaisa, where I deny everything and witnesses say that I owe half. So here too, they're claiming that they gave 20 sheep to him today, and they have witnesses on two of them. They have witnesses that he ate two of them. So, if you hold like Rabchia Kamaisa, Mishtab Asharai, he should take a Shavua on the other sheep. But this is a parallel case of Rabchia Kamaisa, if you hold like Rabchia. So, Amalei Abaya, 1 minute. Every line here can be talked about, but let's just read the whole story first. Amalei Abaya, Em Isa Mishtaba, Val Gazlanu. How can we let him swear? He's a Gazlan. A Gazlan is possible to take a Shavua. Right? If he's a shepherd, we'll get to that in a second, but we know today, forget the fact that he's a shepherd, we know that he stole sheep. Right? So he's a Gazlan. So how can we allow him to take a Shavua? So I'm going to let you write, Shekinegdo Ka'amina. I don't mean for him to take a Shavua. I mean, he should take a Shavua, but he's a Chashud. He is, we're worried that he's not going to tell the truth or not, so we throw the Shavua onto the one opposite him. Shekinegdo Ka'amina. That's a principle of the Kinegdo. Whenever somebody cannot take a Shavua, we throw it on the other person. Instead of this person taking a Shavua, Nishvaveh Niftar, we say, throw the Shavua on the other person, and he'll be Nishvaveh Notel. So you're right, we don't mean the shepherds to take a Shavua, we mean that the owners should take a Shavua. Let's stop there for a minute. So first of all, the Rashba says, why do we have this whole Arichus Lashon? Every day they gave it to him with witnesses. Just say, you have shepherds who gave sheep to owners that gave sheep to a shepherd, and he denies it. You have to have the whole history. Says the Rashba, no, it's adding to the Chiddush. Because you might have said, Havisaka Daidach, since they didn't give it with Edom today, it must be they didn't give it today. And the Edom are testifying that he ate two of them, maybe from the ones that they gave to him yesterday. Kamashla, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. They're all claiming. So that's Afilu as he said. That's the Chiddush of Reb Zera. That Afal Pisha called Yoma v'Mashle v'Sadi Kivan da'asu Sadi v'Amri da'achat Hazim Inayu. We assume that they are telling the. We assume that the truth that the owners really gave them the sheep today. They didn't use witnesses for some reason. That's the Chiddush of the whole background. Number one. Number two. The Hagazlan who, as we mentioned yesterday, there is a discussion of psul edus, right? A Gazlan is psul edus, right? He's not allowed to testify, and he's not allowed we wouldn't allow him to take a shvua. The Rambam says, the language of the Rambam, how does a Gazlan become ois Gazlan? How does he get rid of not being a Gazlan? So the Rambam says, because of our Rambam, Afal pi shehechziru hagana v'hagazlan hamamon sheganvu v'gazlu v'shilim eizomen hamamon shehuz amalav psulim. Even if they give the money back. Even if you give the money back, the Rambam holds, you know, because edus, that they're still pasul. Right? And the Rambam holds a whole in a different paragraph. How does he become pasul? How does he become kosher? He has to change his ways totally. We have to see that he totally changed his ways. So says the tour, v'eini yodea lamalo yukcharach shechziru hamamon. Why isn't he going to be... Why isn't he kosher? He returns the money. He doesn't have anybody else's money, but why isn't he kosher? The Efshar says the tour, Sherotza Lomar, Sha'af Apisha Shilmu, Kivan to Pekfias Bezdin Shilmu, Psulim Ache Yeshua Me'atzman. That's the tour's Chiddush. If Bezdin forces you to give back the money, that's not Shuva. You're still a Ganef, even if you don't have anybody's money anymore. But if the only way that you're going to be Kasher La'edus, says the tour, is if you returned it out of the goodness of your heart, not if you are not if you are forced to do it. Okay, there's more on that, but I just want to get to the next sugya. But that's in general, that's Psula Edis, as we mentioned yesterday, Psula Edis Machmas Avera and Rosh HaDechamas, the two categories of Psula Edis. Well, let's get to the next words. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the Rashba said. The Rashba said.
How is this a Rafia situation?
Just like in the case of so that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of this case is that we assume that because they give him sheep every day with Edim, even though they didn't do it with Edim today, we still assume that they gave the sheep. That's the Chiddush of the case. If you would hold like.
No, but all we know from these Edim is that he ate two.
Correct. That's the Chiddush. All we know from these Edim is that he ate two. So the Gemara is saying it's enough of a parallel because every day they were given. So we assume today it was just like every day. Even though they don't have a raya. They don't have a raya.
And we assume he ate today's sheep.
Right. We assume he ate today's sheep. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush the Rashba says. Because if they're all claiming it, and every day this is the behavior that is done, so we assume today happened like every other day. Even though the witnesses specifically don't know if it was today's or yesterday's. That's the Chiddush. So the Gemara said, isn't he a Gazla? The Gemara says, you're right. Kenegdo ka'amina. So important Tosis. Tosis in Shekenegdo says, we have two principles. We have a principle which we discussed yesterday, and that is, mitoch she'enu yachol lishava mishalim. If I can't take a shvua, okay, I have to pay instead. And we have another principle that says, if I can't take a shvua, so you take the shvua. So when do we apply the first principle? When do we apply the second principle? We have mitoch, we have shekenegdo. So they're both, what do you do in a case where the person can't take the shvua? So, says Tosas, two answers. What's the rule, what's the exception? First answer in Tosfos Shekhen Egdo. First answer of Tosfos is the last skinny line, V'yesh Lomar, Da hacha iamrinan mishalem lo shavakta lechayeich. If you say that this guy, this chashud, should pay, then literally, you don't leave life for anybody. Because you know what everybody's going to do? Once they know that a person is chashud, once they know a person is not going to be able to take a shvu in Bezdin, they're all going to go to him and claim, hey, you owe me $10. Oh, you owe me this, you owe me that. Why? Because you're going to just say the same. Mitoch sheni yachal. Hey, Bezdin's not going to let you swear because you're a chashud, so you'll have to pay. Meaning, me'ikir adin, what's the rule? The rule usually is mitoch sheni yachal l'shavah mishalim. But in the case of chashud, you can't say that because it's not fair to him. Shekola olam yevi'il adei shvua v'yilu kala shalo. So first answer of Tosfos is that the rule is mitoch, but in the case of chashud, we have to say kenegdo ka'amina, or else society wouldn't be able to function. Second answer, va'od, da'hasam amalei shvua da'raisa isli alecha, o tishava o tishalem, aval hacha hu beratzon yishava imnani chenu, v'lakach lo yishalem. In a case where I claim to you, hey, swear to me or pay, and you say, you know, I don't want to, for some reason, I can't take a shvua, because I don't know. You owe me $100. I owe you $50, and the other $50, I have no idea. So in that case, we say, mitoch sheni yachal lishava mishalim, because it's your fault, you're not taking a shvua. But by a chashud, he wants to take a shvua. We're not letting him, because he's a chashud. So in that case, we say, shekenegdo kamina. We're not going to make him pay for that if we're not letting him swear. So in that case, that's the case where you apply shekenegdo. That's the place you apply shekenegdo. Rabbi Kiva Eger here just asks, why did Tosas have this whole discussion where the Mishnah quotes Shekenegdo Masechta Shvuos? Well, you have it here where it's brought up Derech Agav in Masechta Bar Metzia. That's a good Nashas on the bottom. Yesh La'ayin, Eich Tal Yakushikan, what's it doing here? Right, just write it in Masechta Shvuos. So Pnei Yeshua here quotes that Kash and he says there, it's why is it quoted here? Because all the Tanaim hold of Shekenegdo and not all of the Tanaim hold of Mitoch. So only here, the Pnei Yeshua works it out, why the question fits in better here, because all Amoraim hold of Mitoch, even though all Tanoim might not hold of Mitoch, and that's why he asked it here in the Amoraim discussion. Okay, either way, back to the story. So the story said that if we hold like Rabbi Chiya, so we should make this shepherd swear based on Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. So now the Gemara says, Hashanami Delesvel to Rabbi Chiya, even forget Rabbi Chiya. Forget Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, Nechayve, Midr Rav Nachman. Why don't we mechayev him based on Rav Nachman? Ditzan, what's Rav Nachman? The other Mishnah is Shvuas. Again, Shvuas and Bav Metzia have a lot of overlap. Masechta Shvuas and Bav Metzia. They're very connected. Manah Libiyatcha, what does it say there? Manah Libiyatcha and Libiyadi, Patur. Why, what's the din d'araisa? If I say you owe me $100 and you say I don't owe you anything, you're Patur. That's Kofar Bakol. We had earlier. A person is not brazen enough to lie like that, so it must be telling the truth. Amar Rav Nachman, Mashbino So Shvuas Heses. Rav Nachman came along and said, nope. There's something called the Shvuas Heses. Shvuas Heses, even if you're kofar bakol, you take a Shvuas Drabanan to be Nishba Ve niftar. Right? Usually, even though the Rambam said, usually Shvuah d'Oraisas are nishpah v'niftar and Shvuah d'Rabbanas are nishpah v'notel, this is one exception. Shvuas Hesis. What is Shvuas Hesis? What is it there for? So there is a good line in the Gemara elsewhere, which says the Shvuas Hesis is lahafis daito shel bal habayis. To appease the bal habayis, the Gemara says elsewhere. Meaning, if I'm coming over to you and say, you owe me $100, you know what? There must be some kind of basis for that. Or not. Or not. Either way, Chazal make the person take a Shvuas Hesis to be made to appease the das of the bal habayis, so he leaves. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, how serious is this Shvuas Hesis? Is he really a little chashud and he has to get out, get it, and clear his name? Is he really, like we really choshesh that something's, there's something there that he has to clear up? Or no, take literally, lahafis daito shel bal habayis. Really, we have no questions that this guy's telling the truth. Why are we making him take a Shvuah? Get the other guy off your back. Lahafis daito shel bal habayis. You don't have to hold a Sefer Torah when you do this, it's a low-level Shvuah. No, get the other guy off your back. But really, we don't. We're not choshed you that you really owe the money. It's just do an extra birur. Be clarified even more. But we're not choshed you. Many nafkaminas about Shvuas Hesis. Do we claim for you even if you didn't claim a Shvuas Hesis? What about if it's a Tfiyah Safek, similar to the nafkaminas we had yesterday? What if I think you owe me $100? Is that strong enough to claim a Shvuas Hesis? Other nafkaminas, which we don't have time for now, but that's a big discussion in Shvuas Hesis. How serious is the Shvuah? Okay, but now let us continue. There's also a discussion that we've shown him. Historically, when does Shvuas Hesis start? Or Rav Nachman came up with it. In the middle of the time of the Amoraim, he was the first one to have a Shvuas Hesis. Because the Mishnah, right, just says Pater. That's also a discussion that we've shown him. When exactly did Shvuas Hesis start? Okay, either way, the Gemara continues. Make him swear a Shvuas Hesis in this case. So the Gemara thinks that, one second, we're going to make the shepherd swear Shvuas Hesis? So the Gemara assumes, of course we're not, because we just said that he's chashitz. We're not going to let him swear Shvuas Hesis. So who's really going to swear the Shvuas Hesis? The Kenegdo. We just said, when we say Shvuah, I really mean the other person. But one minute. The Rav Nachman Takanti. Rav Nachman himself is a Takana. The Takanta, Takanta, lo avdinan. And we don't have a Takana based on a Takana. Right? We don't have a piggyback Takana. Right? It's similar to the concept of in goes ring zera l'gzera. Not exactly. But we don't have a Takana based on a Takana. Shvuas Hesis itself is a Takana Durabanan. And then you're going to have a double. You're going to take the Shvuas Hesis and throw it on the Shekinegda, which is also a Takana. So therefore, forget Shvuas Hesis. Period. If the other person would swear. A lot of times we think this is a preventative measure.
He would be nishpah v'notel
by Shvuas Hesis, yeah. We think, hopefully, that might be a preventative measure. That if he knows he has to swear, he'll stop claiming if it wasn't true. And therefore, if it was, then he would be able to be notel. Says the Gemara now, 1 minute. The typically devil roeth. Forget the fact that this shepherd might have stolen today. He's a shepherd. V'yomer v'yehuda stam ro apostle. We have a principle that certain professions are not deemed to be so clean, right? So stam roim are pasul eidos. Why? Because we assume, unlike Avram Avinu who muzzled his animal, right? The shepherds graze their animals in other people's property. So they're gazlanim. Stam roim are gazlanim, unless we know otherwise. So what do you have to say? Oh, this shepherd is a gazlan. He's a roeh. So that's why he's a gazlan. The Gemara says, lo kasha, hadideh hada alma. No. Buy a shepherd's own animals, fine. So then we assume that he's a gazlan. But if the shepherd has other people's animals, so we assume that he doesn't take them into other people's, a third party's property. Why? Because if you don't say that, chilek, then how do we ever give animals to a shepherd? Right, Herman? Right? How do we ever give sheep to a shepherd if we assume they always graze them in other people's property? Slifnei iver. We are participating. We're allowing you to do an aveira. So Ella, it must be that's wrong. A person doesn't sin v'lo-lo if he doesn't get any benefit from it. Averas are about hana'ah. I'm not going to sin unless I get something out of it. Monetarily, if it's easier for me. Right? So if a shepherd has sheep from someone else, then he'll take it into his own, right? He'll take it into that owner's property. He's not going to take it into a third person's property. What benefit is there for him in that case? He only is considered a gazlan when he has his own animals. Says the Ritva here. Says the Ritva. Where's the Ritva? Important Ritva. Says the Ritva. Turn the page. One minute, says the Ritva. When does Lufnei Iver apply that I'm not allowed to help somebody do an Avera? Only if he can't do the Avera without me. If he'd be able to do the Avera without me anyway, then you cannot violate Lufnei Iver. That's called Chad Iver Denahar. If a Nazir is on the same side as the river as me, and I pick up the glass of wine and give it to him, I don't violate Lufnei Iver, because he would pick it up anyway. If it's on the other side of the river and I'm ma'afsher, I allow him to do the Avera, that's Lifnei Iver. See, that's the Ritva. This isn't Lifnei Iver. Answers the Ritva, you're right. It's not Lifnei Iver. What is it? It's Misayeya. There's a concept of Lifnei Iver Daraisa. There's also a concept on a Drabanan level that you're not allowed to help somebody do an Avera no matter what. Misayeya. Even, and Misayeya applies even if they're going to do it anyway. That is the Ritva's. That's the Ritva's Chiddush. There is a Chiddush which seems to go against this Ritva of the Netziv. The Netziv has a tshuva in the Meshav Davar that discusses Misayeya, and his Chiddush is that Misayeya only applies B'shas Avera Mamish. But if it's before the actual Avera, there is no issue of Misayeya. Whatever his two cases, are you allowed to sell a treif animal to a Jewish Shochet? Right? Are you allowed to sell a treif animal to a Jewish Shochet? Right, so the answer is yes, says the Nesiv. Why? Because he's going to get it anyway, even if you don't sell it to him. That's not called Misayeh. Misayeh is only Mishas Avera. Or the Tshuva, that Tshuva of the Meshav Davar, the question was, are you allowed to be Misander Kedushin at a wedding where you know the Chasan and Kala will not keep Taras and Mishpacha? Are you allowed to be Misander Kedushin? You know she's not going to go to the mikvah. Are you allowed to do that? So you might say, if they have a religious rabbi, maybe they're going to be Makuriv, and it's the first step. But it says in Me'ikar Hadin, that's Misayeya, but it's not B'Shas Avera, so Me'ikar Hadin is Mutter. Me'ikar Hadin is Mutter, because Misayeya is only B'Shas Avera, Lifnei Iver is before the Avera. Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Misayeya, which is Shelo B'Shas Avera, which is Durabanan, that only applies B'Shas Avera. This Ritva might be against that, because this Ritva, you're giving him the shepherds, you know, before he actually grazes. It's before the Avera, and the Ritva says this Misayeya here. So again, the Ritva might be against that Netziv, but that is the Netziv. Okay, Lifnei Iver is huge, but maybe tomorrow we'll start with it. But now let us at least continue the Gemara. Now we get back to the unusual language of the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, Shnayim Ofsim Metalis, what's the halacha? They each take a shvuah that they don't have less than half. What kind of shvuah is that? Says the Gemara, Al de Islay Mishtava or Al de Leslay Mishtava? Do they swear, Rashi explains, do they swear that he has half or that he doesn't have less than half? He doesn't have less than half. Because Rashi says, if he really swears he doesn't have less than half, like the Mishnah says, then he's not lying if he has zero. Because what if I swear I don't have less than half? So then I either have more or I have half. Right? What if I have zero? What if I have zero and I swore I don't have less than half? So by zero, you're not telling a lie. Because zero is, you say, I don't have less than half. You have nothing. You have nothing. If you have a quarter, so then you'd be taking a shvuah sheker. But if you have zero, you're not swearing falsely. So how would that help? So Amar Rav Huna, you're right. This is what you say. Da'amar shvuah sheyesh liba ve'in liba pachas b'chetzia. You got to take a shvuah, a double shvuah. I swear I have something, and I don't have less than half. V'neim ha'shvuah shekula sheli. Why don't you just swear pashit? I own the whole thing, and the Yishvuah, they own the whole thing. No, mi'avina le'kulei. We're not going to give them everything. And Rashi quotes, it's gonna look funny in Bezdin. They're each gonna swear they own the whole thing, and Bezdin's gonna give them half. So swear that they each have half. So Marla the Dibure. So that's false, because they're just screaming that it's all theirs. Now we're gonna say, take a shvuah that you only own half. So Hashanami Marla Dibure. What do you mean? Here too, they're ruining their words. They're saying, I don't own less than half. Isn't that ruining what they originally said, that they own the whole thing? No, Da'amar, you're right. This is what they swear. Kula Shali. Really, I swear it's all mine. Ula divrechem, but according to you and what's happening in Bezdin, shvuash ish liba vein liba pachas b'chatzia. Fine. Period. That's what you swear. Says the Gemara now, 1 minute. V'chim yachar, shizet tafas v'omi, shizet tafas v'omi, shvuah zulama. They're each muchzak in half. So what do you need a shvuah for? Why don't you just say, amos mechaber alav araya? They each take half. Meaning you split it. So what do you even need a shvuah here for? Says the Gemara like we had earlier, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shvua Zu Takanas HaChachamim Hi, Said Shvua Drabanan, Shlo Yei Kol Echad Ve'Alchad Holech Vatokim Talisa Shechaver Bomer Shalihu. Right, so I don't go over to you in the middle of the street, I grab what you're holding, it's all mine. So you don't want that, so you're right, Me'ikir Adin, you have the Din to Araisa of Hamosim Mechaver Olav Araya, but Midu Rabbanan, we say take a Shvua. Says the Gemara now, this is the next sugya, V'neima Migu Dechashanam Amona Chashanami HaShvuasa. Why don't we say this principle? If somebody is chashid for stealing money, wouldn't they be chashed for taking an oath also? Meaning, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan is saying, hey, we're worried that somebody's going to go grab your money, so make him take an oath. That assumes that people are more scared of taking oaths, and they're going to take it more seriously than money. Is that true? Why don't we say, this guy is chashed on money, he's chashed on a shvuah, how is it going to help? So the Gemara now is going to try to look for a source that we don't say that. We're going to try to find a source that a shvuah is more chomer in people's eyes. We're going to try four possibilities, three of them on today's daf. We'll see if we get to all of them, probably not, and one on tomorrow's. But let's do one or two. So the Gemara said, no. Lo amrina min dechashan mamana chashan shvuah. So you don't say, if you're chashan money, you're chashan shvuah also. Di lo te mahafi. Because if you do say, somebody who's chashan money is chashan shvuah also. Hi, dam rachman de mozim mixas tani yishavav. The whole idea of mozim mixas. What's the mozim mixas? I'm denying it, and therefore make him swear so he doesn't lie. Nima migudu chashan mamana chashan shvuah. How's it going to be a deterrent? He'll just lie with the oath also. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Because there, it's not a case of chashad mamona. What chashad mamona means, I maliciously, lahachis, steal your money. But as we've said, hasa mishtamutika mishtamet leki d'rabba. There, he's just trying to slide away and say, I'll pay him, but I'll pay him tomorrow. I just don't have the money now. Teide, after all, as we said, Amar Rav Idi Bar Av and Amar Rav Chisda, Hakofer b'milveh kosheleidus, but because the basaleidus, but by milveh we say you're kosheleidus, because we assume you're not doing a lahachas. You just don't have the money now, and therefore you're not called a chashed amamona. One more, let's try. Elaha, maybe the following. The Tani, remember, Chama, as we had earlier, Abba Hashem and Tzvichim Kafir b'mikzas v'adah b'mikzas, Shem Achidim v'shol nozah zohar v'asocher, Nei v'migit v'chashed amamona, chashed shvuasa. What about shvuasa shomrim? Shvuas HaShomrim also, we're going to make the Shomer swear. What do you mean? If he stole somebody's money, why don't we say he's going to swear falsely also? Ah, it must be that you don't say Chashem Manach Hashem Shvuasa. The Gemara said again, it's not a Raya. Hasam Na Mishtemutika Mishtamet. There also, maybe he's just trying to get out of it. Samar Mishkachna Laganav Tavisolei. I'm going to find the Ganav. Right? And grab him. Inami Mishkachna Laganav Tavisolei. Or I lost the item, I'm going to go find it in the swamp. Meaning also, even by a shomer, it's not that he's lahacha stealing the money, it's not a true case of chashad mamona. Ihachi finishes the Gemara. You know what? We have to stop here. Let's stop here. We'll continue this tomorrow, Hashem, and then we'll get into other sugyas as well. Tomorrow is Tukfa Kohen. Tukfa Kohen day tomorrow here in Beit Shemesh. Hashem, we'll also do some Lifta Iver we'll start off with, but we'll continue tomorrow.